When did you start bringing everything downstairs, just so you don't have to go back upstairs again? Joint Relief Institute. Move better, live better without surgery. Call 708-888-0000.
Bill Snyder, what can you tell us, Bill?
Wow, Lisa. It's, you know what? This has gone exactly as we expected it. We've had a hot, humid day, a high of 91 degrees at O'Hare. It's the hottest day since last August, and that has helped fuel these powerful thunderstorms that are going to come in waves. The first one is moving through the area right now. The worst of it is east of the metro area, but it's now approaching our northwest Indiana county. So if you're in Lake County, Indiana, Porter County, Indiana, take heed of the fact that these storms are formidable and they're packing a punch. They have a history of producing 73 mile per hour wind gusts at Midway, 70 miles per hour at Plainfield. Here at our WGN studios on the northwest side, wind gusts of 65 miles per hour, 61 at O'Hare, 66 at Romeoville. So those wind gusts are damaging thunderstorms, Lisa. Anytime you're talking about a thunderstorm, you know, that exceeds 58 miles per hour, that is a damaging thunderstorm that is capable of knocking tree limbs down, you know, sending lawn furniture airborne, and certainly capable of knocking out power. So this first line is moving through. We should have a little bit of a lull this evening, and then we're expecting another round to come through later tonight. Now, there's still some questions as just to how strong that line will be, but we are under a severe thunderstorm watch until 10 p.m. So what's the good news is that for the time being, these thunderstorms have mixed down cooler air. And what that tends to do is it stabilizes the atmosphere. You know, when the storms hit us just in the last hour or two, they were bumping into 90 degree heat with high humidity, heat indices that were pushing 100 degrees. Now we've mixed down cooler air with this first line of storms. So the temperature at O'Hare dropped from 91 down to 70, 20 degree drop. And that's like nature's air conditioner. It mixes down the cooler air at the surface. And, you know, while there may be some recovery here in the wake of this first line, we'll be keeping a close eye on the radar later tonight for the next round. But yes, you were talking about the concert tomorrow night, and I have great concerns for that, because that may be the most formidable line of all. We were talking about three separate waves of storms. The first wave we got right now, the second wave coming later tonight. But the biggest concern is late afternoon and tomorrow evening, and that will be occurring ahead of an approaching cold front. And that has the potential for not only damaging thunderstorm gusts like what we've seen this evening, but also the potential to produce tornadoes, Lisa. So that is certainly has our full attention back here in the weather office, and we will be watching that closely. In addition to the fact that, you know, the severity of these storms, Lisa, also these are capable of producing some drenching downpours with potential for localized flooding in spots, because it'll fall in such a quick period of time that the ground is just not able to absorb that rate of rainfall in such a short period.
I've seen that on our text line. We asked people to send in pictures. Frank in Naperville said his rain gauge has an inch in it, but other people were showing me pictures outside of Menards in some of the western suburbs where they went to get their car and there's an inch or two of water on the ground.
This is, you know, we have such an incredible amount of moisture in the atmosphere for these storms to tap into. And so, you know, when you notice, you walk outside, you feel that humidity and just how heavy the air is. And that is able to condense these storms, you know, to take this column of air above us and mix it down to the ground in the form of drenching and potentially even flooding downpours.
That's why people were staying, and we talked to one woman, and she's in a Benny's. Somebody else is at Planet Fitness.
Sure.
We did see a lot of pictures.
This is not something you want to drive in for sure, or be caught in the middle of nowhere.
But people who were driving caught this picture on 88. You could see the line and how intense and dark it was, and it seemed to come right up 88.
Yeah, it did. This line moved in, you know, straight from the west. It developed out in Iowa and progressed eastward. And these storms are moving fairly quickly, Lisa. So it's good and bad, because when you get a storm that's tracking at highway speeds of 50 or 60 miles per hour, that means that they're capable of producing that type of wind damage in the process. You know, even though they may not last very long, it's kind of a moot point, because they've already done their damage, you know, in the wake, and you're dealing with, you know, cleanup process in its wake.
Right.
So yeah, we knew we were going to have some active weather these next couple of days. And this is just round one of three separate waves that it looks like is coming. And then finally we can look forward to a much quieter, calmer, and comfortable end of the week on Friday, but we got to get through, some more, a couple more rounds of storms here before that happens.
There's going to be a lot of cleanup. The amount of pictures that have come through on the text line, on Route 12, we saw, based on the pictures we saw on the text line, a tree on a car, but there are so many trees
I believe it.
Down with
I believe
storm.
It. And that's the thing. This is, you know, normally in some of these storm situations, Lisa, you get isolated cells that, you know, can produce damage. But this was pretty much an area-wide. We call it, a squall line. And a squall line pretty much uniformly produces these 60 to 70 mile per hour gusts. In some cases, can produce even as high as 80 miles per hour. But it's producing an area of widespread damage and not just localizing it to just one area.
Yeah, I'm looking at a picture right now somebody sent in from Des Plaines with an electric pole with a huge tree limb on it, and the electric pole even landed on top of a vehicle. So it is not safe to be in your car during these storms.
No, it absolutely not. That's kind of the last place you want to be honest with you. So yeah.
And we have a Sox game tonight. Is that true, Kevin? 6:40 for the Sox game tonight?
The Sox host the Braves. I don't know. We'll see, Bill.
Yeah, it, you know what? What time is the second wave coming through, Bill? You know what, Kevin? I think that this first wave will move through. We'll have a gap, probably a couple hour gap, where they can start the game. There's some questions as to when the next round will arrive here in the city proper, but looks to me like, you know, the bulk of the metro area, at least the close in surrounding counties, where we'll be talking about 9, 10 o'clock or even a little bit later for the next wave. So it's possible. I mean, it's only 4:30 now that this first line clears the city by 6:30 and they're able to start the game. And you know, we'll see what happens from there.
Yeah.
But
Hopefully they got a tarp on that field right now.
Oh, I would hope so. Yeah. Otherwise, there's going to be one heck of a cleanup to deal with.
Bill, someone noted that the Special Olympic State Championships are in Bloomington this weekend. You said by the weekend weather should be okay, right?
Yes. There's another wave, nothing nearly as intense as this, but there's another wave moving in to the area, Central Illinois and Northern Illinois for that matter, later Saturday night and into the wee hours of Sunday morning that could produce, you know, some showers and thunderstorms. Again, nothing on par with what we're dealing with now or what we'll deal with tomorrow. But the bulk of the weekend looks okay. So Saturday daytime hours looks great. And then once that passes through Sunday morning, then Sunday looks great too. We'll be cooler, far more comfortable, and much lower humidity. So that'll be something to look forward to.
Many thanks to you and the entire team at WGN-TV in the Weather Center. Amazing coverage this afternoon, and we'll lean into you throughout the next 48 hours.
Absolutely, Lisa. Always a pleasure to talk to you. Everyone stay safe out there.
The news next on 720 WGN.